Okay, so this is what's called a diffusion exercise, a thought, somatic, feelings diffusion exercise. So what I'd like you to do at first is just to make yourself comfortable. Close your eyes if that's comfortable for you. Find a comfy position for your head, your back, your arms, and your legs. So for the first few moments, all I'd like you to do is focus on your breathing. Breathing nice and deep and slow in through your nose and out through your mouth, if that's comfortable for you. If it's not, just simply breathe in through your mouth or in through your nose, and the same on the exhalation. So just taking a moment to focus on your breath, to settle down into the chair, the sofa, the bed, wherever you lay, to forget about the moment that just was or the moment to come, to just settle into this moment. Notice the floor under your feet, if your feet are in contact with the floor. Notice the contact between the furniture and your calves, your thighs, your back, your arms, and your head. Just notice the entire points of contact of your body and the furniture. Notice the breath moving in through your nose or in through your mouth. The chest rising and falling. Notice your hands and your shoulders, allowing your shoulders to drop down and relax. Good. So continue to notice these things, the sounds in the room, the sounds inside your body, the sensations, the thoughts, the emotions, but most importantly, focusing on your breath. Trying to bring your attention into the moment we were in versus things that have just occurred or will occur. So I'm going to take a moment as you focus on your breathing to just explain what diffusion is and what the exercise is. So diffusion is simply means separating. And we diffuse or separate from our thoughts so that we can look at them with perspective. We separate from our feelings so we can again examine what we're feeling, label it, notice it in our body. We can separate from our behaviors or what we want to do, so things we're doing or want to do. We can separate from our thoughts, our emotions, our somatic experience, and our behaviors. When we can step outside of ourselves and observe these things, we get perspective. Instead, when we're fused with our thoughts and believe every thought we have, become instantly fused with our emotions and not question them, our emotions roll over us, they take over. When we're fused with our behaviors, we do things impulsively or avoid. When we're fused with what's going on in our body, the somatic experience, we don't stop and question things, hypothesize onto the potential causes, sit with it. Instead, we become afraid of it, anxious, or we attribute the wrong cause. So fusion is simply a process of separating from thoughts, feelings, somatic experiences, and behaviors. It's a process of learning to do this. It's not natural for us as humans to step outside of ourselves, to look at our thoughts objectively, our feelings, our somatic experiences, or our behaviors, to examine them with honesty, not judgment, to hold them and look at them without minimizing, dismissing, ignoring emotions, thoughts, but instead to notice them, to look at them and examine them, to question them, to understand, to make space for them. So that's what this exercise is all about. So this exercise, as mentioned, is a diffusion exercise. And the steps in this exercise are known by the acronym STOP, S-T-O-P. So what I'd like you to do now is to bring to mind a recent situation that is distressing for you, that is bothersome, upsetting, anxiety-provoking, overwhelming, saddening in some way. Just bring that situation to mind, be it recent or upcoming, and take a moment to really notice when you had that or have that experience or will have. Notice what you feel in your body. Perhaps there's heaviness or tightness, constriction, an overall sense of heaviness or doom, or perhaps more localized to your chest or your tummy. Notice what happens in your body. Notice where you feel it in your body. Bring yourself back or to that situation. Remember what it feels like, or speculate what it'll feel like in your body. Notice too what you're thinking. Just guess, perhaps at first, what your thoughts may be. What are you thinking? What are the many thoughts you're having that is leading to this distress? List them out for yourself in your mind's eye, quietly in your mind. What are you believing about you in this situation? What are you wanting most desperately? If you could do anything, if you had a magic wand, and you could do anything without repercussion, what would it be? How are you judging you, the situation, or others? What do you believe stands in your way? What do you need emotionally? Or what do you need to know? Notice all of those rapid-fire thoughts, beliefs, needs, wants. And notice too what your values are. The values that may be in conflict. Notice those thoughts, needs, wants, beliefs, values. And notice how it makes you feel. What is one word that in this moment best describes the strongest way this makes you feel? There may be many feelings, even contradictory feelings, but what is the strongest feeling you have in this situation? What is it you're tempted to do or not do, avoid? And what is it you do in this situation? Is there a difference, a disparity between what you want to do and do? Is that a source of conflict? Good, now noticing it all, the thoughts, the feelings, the sensations in your body. Notice what you're doing or not doing in that situation. The turmoil, the distress, notice it all. Let those feelings grow intense now. It's okay, they'll be gone in a few moments. Let everything grow more intense. Often we hide from our feelings. We hide from our thoughts. We run away. We numb. We escape. We avoid. We minimize. We dismiss. Or we ruminate. Notice it all. Make space for it all. Notice the resistance to doing that in this moment. The resistance to examining thoughts, feelings, emotions, the somatic experience, the behaviors. Notice resistance. Notice any temptation to judge and to problem solve it without first taking the time to just notice it. So now that you've brought this situation to mind, the first step in this exercise is known by the letter S. Whenever we're distressed, upset, we find ourselves ruminating, the first thing to do is to stop. Stop dead in our tracks. And instead of continuing to ruminate, to numb, to escape, to avoid, we want to stop and examine exactly what's happening in that moment. Examine all the thoughts, the feelings, the beliefs, the needs, the values, the sensations in our body, the behaviors, the fantasies. Hey, stop and notice it all. And to do so, we have to take some deep breaths. So the second letter in the exercise is to take, T, is to take deep breaths. Take long, slow, deep breaths in to 7, out to 11. as you notice it, as you stay present with it, as you observe. So the impulse will be to judge, to problem solve, to escape, to numb, to dismiss, to minimize. Instead, stay with it. Stop, take deep breaths, notice it all. So the first step is to stop whenever we're distressed. And that's to do the exact opposite of what the human tendency to do is to do, which is to flee, to freeze, to fight. Instead, we observe with an openness and acceptance for all of what we're experiencing in that moment as it is, not as we want it to be. We let it take up as much space as it needs. Our entire body, the room, the building we're in. See how much space it feels like it needs. Let it be there. Let it morph and change on its own if it does. But just observe, that's your only job. To just be with it and observe with curiosity. As it is, not as you want it to be. So stop, take deep breaths, and observe. O in stop stands for observe. Observe the thoughts non-judgmentally, with compassion and acceptance for what your experience is in that moment. Observe the feelings without judging, minimizing, dismissing. Observe the sensations in your body, whatever they may be, however big or deep or strong or confused they may feel. Observe the behaviors that you want to do, the fantasies, or that you are doing. Observe if there's tendencies to resist. So O in stop is to observe. Observe all of what is happening for you in that moment. And P in the exercise is to plan to respond to the distress in two ways. First, to plan to respond to the distress in a way that is markedly different than in the past. And by just simply stopping, breathing, observing, being mindful, accepting, compassionate with your experience as it is in the moment, without ruminating, you'll notice it is a marked departure from the past. We tend to push things aside, minimize, ignore. We tend to doubt ourselves, invalidate ourselves, or we ruminate, which is the opposite. But instead, you'll observe. And you'll plan to respond in a way that's markedly different than in the past. So, for example, if you have a tendency to invalidate your feelings, doubt yourself, worry about not being understood or heard, one way you may choose to respond markedly differently is to validate your own feelings. As it is for you, with your values, beliefs, and needs, as they are unique to you in this moment. And then once you've validated your experience, identified your needs, making a plan to act upon them, regardless of whether others understand, feel the same, or would do the same, in a sense, showing yourself the self-respect, the self-care, that is a marked departure from the past. Or perhaps simply showing yourself greater compassion, understanding, acceptance. Showing yourself tenderness, kindness might be a marked departure from the past. Whatever it is, the first part of P is to plan to respond in a way that's a marked and a distinct departure from the past. The other part of P is to plan to respond in a way that shows yourself compassion. Compassion is understanding, acceptance for your experience as it is, not maybe as you want it to be, but as it is. Compassion for what you need in that moment. Compassion and understanding with action. And compassion is nothing without action. So compassion is understanding, showing yourself the same grace you would show a friend, regardless of whether you feel the same, would do the same, you can understand where they're coming from. And the other part of compassion is action. So taking steps to show yourself greater compassion, demonstrate compassion. So diffusion is the act of separating from thoughts and feelings, beliefs, values, needs, actions. And instead stopping to take deep breaths, to observe all of what your experience is, and to plan to respond in a way that's markedly different than you may have in the past, and one that shows yourself greater compassion, understanding, acceptance, tolerance with action. So when you think about this situation that you've brought to mind, think about how you might plan to respond in a way that is markedly different than you may have in the past. Whatever comes to mind, that's fine for now. Just generate a few ideas. And then plan to respond in a way that shows you greater compassion, understanding, acceptance, tolerance with action. And you can just take a moment to think about how that might look for you. What might you do or not do that shows you greater compassion? Good. Now picture yourself at the top of a mountain that you may have biked up. And imagine yourself releasing guilt if that's there, releasing judgment like you're releasing a container of butterflies, releasing guilt, self-criticism, releasing the shoulds. Imagine standing there, the zenith of the mountain, just letting them go, tossing them into the air, tossing them over, releasing it, letting go. Releasing the distress, the guilt, the judgment, the self-criticism, releasing it and letting it go. Knowing that your responsibility in life is to take care of your needs that are unique to you. Only you can know. Only you can take care of them. Yes, obviously, in a respectful way to those we love around us. But that's your sole responsibility. So releasing any residual guilt, shame, judgment, criticism. Coming back to your breath. Back to the movement of your breath in your lungs, out your body, the natural ebb and flow. And just releasing any remaining distress. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.